Mr Mayor, I thank the Leader for his answer and I share his condolences to Richard Mazira's family and friends, and particularly to Cooltown Arts, who I know are very struck by this tragedy. I've got a copy of the Council's draft document on cycle lanes, and that recommends that no cycle lanes should be provided on 20 mile an hour roads. Only cycle lanes that cars are allowed on 30 mile an hour roads. It also says cycle lanes should be removed from some roads when they're redeveloped, and segregated lanes should be ruled out of the council plans entirely. Now, that was a draft from August. I just wondered whether the Leader intends to proceed with that in light of recent events and more evidence that has come out about cycle lanes.
I want to thank Councillor Samuel for her response. I'm not sure what document that is. I mean, I made it clear a few months ago that the Council would be adopting the London standards on cycling, which are being developed at the present time by the Mayor and by his Cycling Commissioner, Andrew Gilligan, because I knew and understood there was a tension between what we were promoting locally or suggesting locally and what was being said London-wide. And I certainly don't want something to be seen being odds with what is being proposed right and why. We're very keen to continue the work we're trying to do to make Southwark a safe cycling borough, the safest cycling borough in London, and working with the Mayor on this is absolutely critical. At the end of the day, the Mayor of London has the largest pot of money to improve cycle safety across our borough. £100 million is going to be spent over the next couple of years on improving cycle superhighways, cycle quiet ways, and other improvements to make cycling safer, and we want to work with them to ensure that that's delivered. So the document is relying on, I don't think is going to be taken forward. I don't know quite what document it is, but it's certainly, as I say, what we're going to be doing on cycling is going to be absolutely in accordance with recommendations coming from the Mayor.
Thank you. Councillor Samaya, we've got another second.
Thanks, Mr Mayor. The document is entitled Cycle Lanes in Carriageways and was released by the Council in August. I'm sort of encouraged if you say you don't think that's going to be adopted, but I'd be grateful if you could come back with some certainty about what's actually happening and whether the Council will support segregated cycle lanes or not. I'd be interested in your personal view about whether they're a good thing or not.
I mean, I think there is a debate, certainly we had a debate a year or so ago about segregated cycle lanes, whether it's realistic that you can deliver segregated cycle lanes in roads where you might need to. And I think certainly there is a school of thought that if we are making Southwark 20 mile per hour borough, what ideally we wanted to do with our roads is make every road safe, every road using queues, including cyclists, which would mean we did not need to segregate cyclists. I think we're a long way from that world where that might actually be a reality. And I do think we've got to look much more closely at how you achieve cycling safety through quiet ways, through segregated superhighways. I'm really heartened by the work that TfL has done on Blackfriars Road, for instance, the scheme that's going to be coming forward there, which is a segregated cycle lane. I think it's going to be sort of leading London in terms of how, you know, its appearance and design and how it will make cyclists safer. And that's the sort of work we need to concentrate on. And how, I mean, there are issues which flow from that. How do you make sure that cyclists are then safe getting from St George's Circus down to the Elephant Northern Roundabout, where we know they'll be safe again? Because cyclists have the most direct and easy route, but we need to ensure they're on a safe route as well. So there's a lot of thinking still to go. But my personal view is that the hope that every road user can, you know, meander in a blissful sort of Miss Marple type way along our roads of our borough is not going to happen. It's also one of the reasons why I suggested last week, or week before last actually, we should have a cycle safe hour in rush hours, 8 till 9 and 5 till 6, so that HGVs do not come onto the road to central London at that time, so that cyclists know they have a period of time when they are safe. I don't know whether it's a runner, but it's certainly an idea which is being debated, and I think that's where Southwark needs to be leading the debate on cycle and safety. It's something I really do feel very strongly about. I do want cyclists to be safe in Southwark. It's important that we get more people onto bikes, more walking and you know, using healthy forms of transport, actually. And so anything we can do to make cycling safe, we will be doing.